This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
To be with you today, because long ago I answered my chosen calling, which is all about giving help and assistance to the sick and infirm. It feels awesome. It's fabulous to participate in a radio show forum where people tune in to get healthy naturally. That's what the Dr. Bob Martin Show is all about. Welcome back to this hour of the program. And thank you for tuning into the program. If you missed last hour of the show, you missed a lot of information about how eye doctors around the globe are noticing and are starting to report visual damage and injuries and even blindness secondary to receiving a COVID-19 shot. They're noticing these eye disorders, from blurred vision to severe eye pain to double vision to blindness. New problems people didn't have prior to taking a COVID-19, and eye problems that were existing made worse. And if you have had a COVID-19 vaccine or shot, I hope you are well. If you are having any kind of problem with your vision, please see your eye doctor and report this. If more people report it, maybe that will filter down to our government, and maybe they will finally start reporting it in a broader way, which they are currently not doing. Most of the time we're hearing a downplaying of everything related to COVID. There's an occasional rare problem. It's mild. You don't have to worry about it. It is safe. Well, that may be true for some, but not for others. And you hear about, of course, the common adverse side effects of getting a COVID shot, like swelling in the arm. It'll go away, no problem, right where the injection site is. Maybe a little redness there. You might feel a little fatigued, headaches. Maybe some muscle pain or achiness. Maybe some fever chill. Maybe even some nausea. But what you are not hearing about as a consumer, and apparently about almost 50% now of the U.S. has had, U.S. adults have already had at least one COVID shot. And some people are very suspicious about not having any. And they are... what they've even been labeled now, vaccine deniers. It's amazing. Trying to shame people, trying to bully them into doing something they have no need to do or desire to do. You may be one of them. So whether you've had a shot, God bless you, or not, stand your ground. I support you either way. You're not going to get this talk show host entered into a place where I tell you how much of an idiot you are or how much of a hero you are either have a COVID shot or not. Not at all. I'm here to support you one way or the other in any manner I can in a safe way. But I'm going to also report the hard news that talks about all these adverse reactions we're hearing about that you're not maybe learning about in the main lamestream news, like all these cases of ringing in the ears and blood clots, deep vein thrombosis, and menstrual cycle problems women are having from either getting a COVID shot or being around other women who have already had it and shedding their cells, and infertility and chest pain and eye disorders. Last hour I talked extensively about the eye disorders, and if you didn't catch that last hour, be sure to go over to my podcast area of the site and listen to it. Now, this last week, a Fox News commentator by the name of Tucker Carlson, he launched into some truth about COVID-19 shots that no other commentator has gone down this path yet. And he's taking information to report right out of the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which I've been talking about for over a year on this radio show, and how they are reporting all these increases in deaths associated with getting a COVID shot that you're not hearing about. This same organization, VARS, V-A-E-R-S, they have to report. They're managed by the CDC. They're managed by the Food and Drug Administration. And I will just start by introducing you to what Tucker Carlson said on his very popular Fox News cable show. Here is cut number one. Go.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Here's a very simple question. How many Americans have died after taking the COVID vaccines? That's not Americans who've been killed by the virus. That's a huge number. It's how many Americans have died after getting the vaccines designed to prevent the virus. Between late December of 2020 and last month, a total of 3,362 people apparently died after getting the COVID vaccine in the United States. 3,362. That's an average of roughly 30 people every day. So what does that add up to? By the way, that reporting period ended on April 23, and we don't have numbers past that, not quite up to date. But we can assume that another 360 people at that rate have died in the 12 days since. So you put it all together, and that is a total of 3,722 deaths. That's almost 4,000 people who died after getting the COVID vaccines. The actual number is almost certainly higher than that, perhaps vastly higher than that. The data we just cited come from the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, VAERS. VAERS is managed by the CDC and the FDA. VAERS has received a lot of criticism over the years, some of it founded. Some critics have argued for a long time that VAERS undercounts vaccine injuries. A report submitted to the Department of Health and Human Services in 2010 concluded that, quote, fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported by the VAERS system, fewer than 1%. So what is the real number of people who apparently have been killed or injured by the vaccines? Well, we don't know that number. Nobody does, and we're not going to speculate about it on this show. But it's clear that what is happening now, for whatever reason, is not even close to normal. It's not even close to what we see in previous years with previous vaccines.
And I'm going to get into those numbers, and I will speculate on the potential of deaths based on what we currently know around, as Tucker Carlson just stated and spoke of this last week on his very popular Fox News channel, his program, talking about how it is now known and projected that perhaps 4,000 people that are being reported died very soon after receiving a COVID vaccine. Even though you have not heard this perhaps anywhere else, you've been told just the opposite, that it's rare, mild, can't happen. If it does, it would be one for the record books. Well, if only 1-3% of vaccine injuries and deaths are actually reported and the rest go unreported, and we know proof positive, according to VARS, this vaccine adverse events reporting system says so far 4,000 people died. And, of course, what you may be hearing, well, it's coincidental. They would have died anyway. You know, it was an astrological sign, time to go. It can't be that. It was just, you know, just happened. It had nothing to do with the vaccine, even though they took it within days or whatever. No. When I get into this VARS data, I think you're going to be very surprised. And I'm not here to try to dissuade you from getting a COVID-19 shot. That's something you have to decide on for yourself. What you're not hearing about, however, will cause you to make a decision pro or con. And what you're not hearing about is some of the truth that's being held back, shadowed, or outright on purpose being blocked from you ingesting. We will not do that on this show, just like Tucker Carlson's not doing it on Fox News. More when we come back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391 or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice.
You are listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Welcome or welcome back to the program. Coming up later on in the show, we're going to be talking about the connection between men who are losing their hair or balding. Male pattern baldness hair loss is now a, they're connecting it to more severe COVID-19 symptoms. This is going to be presented at a study of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology at a symposium, a finding that may indicate that around 50% of men over the age of 50 are at a greater risk of suffering from severe COVID-19 symptoms if they have signs of male pattern baldness or they're losing their hair for some reason. We're going to be talking about that later on in the show. Don't miss that. Also, if you want to avoid weight gain at work, a lot of people are going back into the workforce, and the economy is starting to get opened up now that the vaccine is starting to burn itself out. Of course, the vaccine makers are going to take credit for it. They always do. But we know this is a historical fact that most of these vaccines came about when the diseases were already on the way out, already burning themselves down or out, with exception. There are always exceptions to that. But when you look back at measles and mumps and chicken pox and all of that, before the vaccines were ever even introduced into the population, these diseases were running their course and burning themselves out. The same thing is true here. We started to see a rapid reduction of cases of COVID before a single person started to take the vaccine. So we know that this is happening. You hear about it all the time in the form of variants. Variants simply means that the viruses are shape-shifting and are changing and trying to adapt and trying to mutate so that they can survive the hostile environment that they're also meeting. That would be just living in life and trying to expand their own families in human beings by commandeering the cells. They need hosts. We are their hosts. We would want to not be their hosts. And if we do become a host of a virus, how to get over it, how to rally, and how to get the immune system working on all eight cylinders, if you will, so that it can overcome this most challenging disease process. Now, if you're just tuning into the program and you missed my segment last hour on eye doctors all over the world are reporting adverse effects of COVID-19 shots on people with visual problems, from double vision to blurred vision to being basically blinded or having some other sight-related problem associated with taking these shots. You should go back and hear that information. It'll be in my podcast library on my website as of this coming Wednesday over at drbob.com. That is the landing page and the extension of this radio show where you can stay apprised of all the latest breaking news in the world of health and wellness because we apply and place articles from around the globe that we go out and search for, have an extensive staff that helps me to do this. I select all articles that get placed on that site at drbob.com. The way you find that site is you type into the field doctor, spell it out, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com, drbob.com. Podcast library, as of this Wednesday, go back and hear hour number one about vision and how these shots can affect you. And that doesn't mean that every single person is going to get an adverse event from a COVID shot, but what we're hearing is not enough information. Not enough information is being reported because most of this stuff goes unreported. Only 1 to 3% of the adverse reactions from vaccines ever get reported. They don't. And if we already know that there are 4,000 people, as Tucker Carlson just stated on that last clip, we have excerpts of it, and I hope that you can go back and listen to his entire presentation last week. Just do a search. I'm not sure which day it was last week, but Tucker Carlson talking about COVID-19 and the truth behind it. And the fact that we know that according to the VARS data, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is controlled by the Centers for Disease Control and FDA, they're seeing at least 4,000 deaths right now in response to COVID-19. But only 1 to 3% of injuries and deaths are reported. Where's the math? Well, let's go to cut number two. Here's Tucker Carlson, Fox News. Go.
In just the first 4 months of this year, the U.S. government has recorded more deaths after COVID vaccinations than from all other vaccines administered in the United States between mid-1997 and the end of 2013. That is a period of 15 and a half years. Again, more people, according to VAERS, have died after getting the shot in 4 months during a single vaccination campaign than from all other vaccines combined over more than a decade and a half. Chart that out. It's a stunning picture. Now, the debate is over what it means. Again, there's a lot of criticism of the reporting system. Some people say, well, it's just a coincidence that someone gets a shot and then dies, possibly from other causes. No one really knows is the truth. We spoke to one physician today who actively treats COVID patients. He described what we're seeing now as the single deadliest mass vaccination event in modern history. Whatever is causing it, it is happening as we speak. So you'd think that someone in authority might want to know what it is, what's going on. If the vaccine injury reporting system is flawed, and clearly it is flawed, why hasn't it been fixed? And more to the point, why has there not been an independent vaccine safety board impaneled to assess what is happening and reassure people who stumble across official government numbers on the internet? But amazingly, none of that has been done. No one even mentions the numbers. And in fact, you're not allowed to. You'll be pulled off the internet if you do.
No one mentions the numbers except this talk show host for over a year. We've known about this, and it's been growing. And he said those who do mention it will be pulled off the internet. That's true. Facebook is one of the biggest violators of that. And I noticed on my Facebook page, which I formerly had before I was deplatformed from the Facebook, that my posts, and I was posting articles from credible sources, factual sources, most of them coming from Europe, from the British Medical Journal and other journals like it. But when you have Facebook, who is in bed with Big Farm and relying upon Big Farm and the money that they spend through their platform, they send out and program their little bots to find anybody who says anything or reports anything that is contrary to what their main sponsors are talking about, be it Facebook. And that's why suddenly tens of thousands of people wondered why they can no longer receive my Facebook posts, because I don't have a page there any longer. But you can always anchor to my site. That's not going anywhere, and they cannot censure or block what I say here on the radio. They can't do it. That's the beautiful thing. It's a sanctuary. It's a safe zone. But places like Facebook, not so much. But the question becomes, why don't they want this information to get out? Just like Tucker Carlson of Fox News said, why are they not reporting these deaths? If you heard him say, in the first 4 months of the vaccine rollout, more deaths have occurred after somebody receiving a COVID vaccine than all vaccines that have been occurring in the last 15 years. One expert physician said is the single biggest vaccine event, i.e. deaths, ever. And that is a tragedy. And more people need to learn about this so that they can have the proper ability to choose whether they're going to do this or not. Most don't. We're coming back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief, only from Terry Naturally, the award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or TomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? While you're waiting, it's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Aren't you gonna spread your wings and fly? Don't you really wanna live your life? Don't you wanna love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We appreciate you tuning in to the program and telling others to do the same thing. We're here with you and about you each and every week. And if you have somebody in your life that may not be listening right now to the show, but you would like to have them hear this segment that we're talking about, and that is much of the underreporting or non-reporting of the adverse events that occur after taking a COVID-19 shot. It is not being reported in the news. I can only speculate on why that is. I'm not certain. But what is going on needs to be stated. More people need to learn about this information that I'm providing for you and the information that Fox News, Tucker Carlson discussed this last week. Now, it's taken him about a year to get to it. We have been talking about this for an entire year, and I have taken a lot of pressure. I've received a lot of blows through all kinds of sources because of my reporting on this topic about the adverse effects that are not being reported by the FDA, by the VARS data, or other influential medical oriented, big pharmaceutical oriented Food and Drug Administration, whatever it may be, they're just not reporting it. It's not getting out in the mainstream news. Now, we finally had a breakthrough this last week with Fox News commentator Tucker Carlson talking about this very subject we've been discussing, and we've had guests on this program starting in the very beginning with Dr. Judy Mikovits, a virologist, stating exactly what would go on way back in March of 2020 on this radio show. We warned you about this. Many of you heeded that warning. Others caved in, and that's okay. God bless you. If you took the vaccine and you're healthy, I am glad of that, and I hope nothing happens in the future to you. But there are ways to help yourself out, even though that stuff's floating around in your body still, these spiked proteins creating inflammation for God only knows how long and what it will generate in the future. But at least listen to some of the other dissenting voices, at least against orthodoxy and the underreporting of this information. And it's not just going on here in the United States. These vaccine deaths and injuries are going on in Europe as well. Here's another clip of Tucker Carlson on Fox News talking about it. Go.
We know that according to the government reporting system, thousands of people have died after getting the shot. That is true in this country, where it's hotly debated when it's talked about at all. But it's also true in European countries, whose record keeping on this question is, if anything, more reliable than ours. Many thousands of other people appear to have been injured after getting the vaccination. VAERS records nearly 900 non-fatal heart attacks in people who just received the shot. 2,700 people reported unexplained chest pains. In all, the vaccine, according to the government reporting system, appears to have contributed to at least 8,000 hospitalizations. Some of the side effects defy easy explanation. Researcher Alex Berenson has noted that coronavirus vaccines now account for almost one-third of all tinnitus reports in the VAERS database. Tinnitus, the ringing in your ears.
So you have all these weird symptoms that are not being reported. What you hear about on television and through doctors and everywhere else, oh, you might get a little sore in the injection site, maybe some redness there. You might feel fatigued the next day or have a low-grade fever, but that means it's working for you. That means your body's learning how to make its own antibodies against this vicious thing we call COVID-19. Nobody's talking about the other stuff. You need to hear about it. Ignorance is not bliss when it comes to something this important and this potentially dangerous. And when you hear about it for the first time through people in the mainstream news who are finally waking up to this, it is truly a revealing situation. And we will next, and we're going to go to your phone calls also. If you want to comment on this, we welcome your comments right now. Our phone number here into the show, should you want to comment on what you've heard so far, maybe you've had an adverse reaction to the COVID shot, or you think you can jump over a tall building with a single bound since you've had the shot, that's fine. I'll take them either way, and you won't get any shaming from me. Our number on the show here is toll-free. Call in right now with your opinion. What do you think about this? What do you think about what you're hearing, both through me and Tucker Carlson and other people who are chatting about it? The number into the program, toll-free, 888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB. 888-553-7262. Here is the last clip of the segment from Fox News, Tucker Carlson. Go.
Meanwhile, researchers at Oxford and UCLA have begun tracking coronavirus vaccine side effects across 8 separate countries. What have they found? Among other things, quote, women aged 18 to 34 years old had a higher rate of deep vein thrombosis than men of the same age. They also found that heart attacks were, quote, common in people 85 years and older who'd taken the vaccine. They found some serious potential side effects in some children. Quote, anaphylaxis and appendicitis were more common in young people. Now, vaccines are complicated medicines, and as with any drug, it can take a long time to get it precisely right, the dosage, for example. And this is not the first time that people have been hurt during a vaccination campaign. That is bound to happen. What's different this time, and so striking, is the reaction to these numbers. Here's a contrast for you. In 1976, the U.S. government vaccinated 45 million people for the swine flu. A total of 53 people reportedly died after getting that shot. And the U.S. government immediately halted the vaccination program. Why? Because authorities decided it was too risky. It wasn't worth it. Contrast that with what's happening now. This time, our health authorities have reserved their energy for anyone who dares to question vaccines.
Exactly. So you have swine flu. 50 people died from swine flu, getting a swine flu shot, a very ill-advised decision that President Gerald Ford made. My oldest sister decided to get that flu shot herself, the swine flu shot, based on her doctor's recommendation, even though she didn't need it. And she ended up with a paralytic disease called Guillain-Barré's disease. Now, I was in college at the time, so I couldn't properly advise her. But 50 people die from the flu, from the swine flu shot, and they stop it cold, realizing how dangerous it is. Now you have the COVID-19 shot, and it's now being estimated that maybe 50,000 people have lost their lives. If you take the statistics coming from VARS data, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is regulated through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and the Food and Drug Administration, they said right now there's almost 4,000 deaths mysteriously caused by the COVID vaccine shot. When you find out that only 1-3% of all deaths are reported and injuries reported from these vaccines, you do the math on this, you get to maybe 50,000 or higher than that numbers of people who have died. And yet it continues on. Absolutely amazing. Can anybody tell me why? I don't know. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products, founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey. He has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391 or TumiHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
'Cause I'm gonna stand by you.
Listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And if you have anybody in your life that you believe could benefit by listening to this radio show, especially this last hour or two they can listen to it if you direct them to my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Then get into the podcast library and the date and listen to that information. There are probably people in your life that are contemplating or they've already had the COVID-19 shot. It's not too late to learn about what has already happened and how to counter the potential adverse side effects that will show up potentially in the future, which we know little or nothing about, how they're setting into motion these protein spikes that may generate autoimmune diseases in the future. All right, we're going to go to your telephone calls and questions. If you want to comment on this or other topics, our number into the program, 1-888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB, 888-553-7262. First up is Lois in the state of Oregon. Welcome to the program, Lois. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. What can I do for you?
Yeah, so I have a comment about the eye thing that you're talking about. My son had COVID down in California in San Jose. And after he had COVID, this year he got the shot. I told him, don't get the shot. But, of course, mom was wrong. He thought, well, since he's had the shot, he's had eye problems with pain, not seeing, blurriness, chest pain, and all they keep on relating this to is stress in his life.
Well, Lois, I am sorry to hear that your son went against your sage advice. And he, you know, thought, well, Mom, you're not a doctor. I trust my doctor. He's probably regretting that right now. And, of course,
right.
His doctors, Lois, they're going to downplay it. That is so bogus to say that it's stress. He didn't have the eye problems before the vaccine. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay, so, I mean, it's not hard to, you know, make that quantum leap, but of course doctors will always deny this. That way they stay out of their malpractice insurance being evoked and so forth. So, but, you know, it's not too late for your son. If you can get him to listen to the show, we have plenty of experts and plenty of natural remedies that are designed to try to reduce or mitigate, even after somebody's had a COVID shot and their body is now producing this high inflammatory state with all these foreign nano spike proteins that we know little or nothing about that were engineered in a lab in China. And now they're in his body floating around creating all this inflammation, which is affecting areas that may have otherwise been healthy or maybe are weak, and now it's setting them into motion. And your son would do well to listen to this radio program then, Lois, and heed what his mother is telling him in the future. And for that, I am so glad you called in, and happy Mother's Day to you too, Lois. Your son is a very lucky man to have you, and hopefully he'll reconsider your wisdom and advice in the future. All right, next up is David calling in from California. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, David. Hello.
Hi, I appreciate you having me on. I've been listening to you for about a year, and I really enjoyed the program.
Thank you.
My wife is a clinical laboratory scientist, probably one of the largest cancer treatment centers in Central California. Coincidentally, our son is a doctor at Lenox Hill Hospital, which is in the Upper East Side in Manhattan, New York City. They were hit particularly hard with COVID. And I'll tell you that the entire family has been vaccinated, including my 93-year-old mother-in-law. We think it's a life-saving drug, particularly when you look at the number of deaths that's been occurred around the nation and then what that rate is now. Yes, I know that there are there have been people who have had adverse reactions, but, you know, Dr. Bob, you've said yourself that you need to very carefully look at cause and effect.
Yes.
And to make sure that the effect, or like the last caller with the lady and her son, that it is absolutely related to the vaccine. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm very pro-vaccine for COVID. Yes, I understand what you said about the spike proteins and what could be the long-term effect, but this family is certainly glad that everyone's been vaccinated, including our elderly mother.
And I'm very glad you called into the show, David, and I always invite another opinion. This is not a one-sided radio show. It never has been, but I sort of pride myself on bringing information to the table that is not really readily available out there. I mean, these statistics that I'm talking about with the VARS reporting system are not something that's made up out of thin air. This is stuff they report, and I don't see it being reported anywhere else. Now, your family's been very fortunate to have not had, so far yet, any adverse reactions, and I hope you do not in the future. But I appreciate you contributing your experience to the show. That's why this show, we consider it to be fair and balanced. And good health to you, David. Thank you again for listening to the program. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Be right back.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12 that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally. The award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. You know, we can have a civil conversation about this topic of vaccination. It's a highly charged conversation no matter when it is discussed, whether it be flu shots or childhood immunization vaccinations or COVID vaccine. And in the case of David from California, he can call in and we don't have to yell and scream at each other and shame each other and try to bully each other to change the other's opinion. He's obviously, his family is in the mode of believing there's more benefit versus risk when it comes to taking a COVID vaccine. Now, a lot of other people are learning otherwise. I personally, I have a built-in bias against it. I don't plan on getting a COVID vaccine. And you know what? I don't mind if David, even though he and his family have had vaccination, I don't mind if they come into my space, even though they're going to be shedding COVID vaccine from their body as they breathe. They will. The cells that come out of their mouth from their breathing process, the air, will have cells and viruses will be in those cells. So I don't have a problem with him being in my space, even if he is vaccinated and I may come in contact with his germs. Conversely, why should people who choose not to have vaccination be prohibited from going on cruises or going into sporting events and everything else? Especially when you look at the statistics from VARS. The data is showing that there's been a nearly 4,000% increase in vaccine deaths in 2021 so far. I mean, when you consider that the entire year of 2020, there were only 82 deaths associated with all vaccines. And now we have almost nearly 4,000 deaths. And we know, of course, because of the stats, how by the end of the year, VARS is saying there may be at least 15,000 post-vaccine deaths. But when you factor in the other information out of Harvard, where only 1 to 3%, maybe 10% at the most, of these deaths are actually reported, that number is going to go higher. And we may look in the rearview mirror someday and say, you know what? What in the heck just happened? And why did people decide to do this? Because it was rushed, that's why. But when you have a crisis on your hands, you do things sometimes in a haphazard way, like fast-tracking something that you know little or nothing about. So here we are today. I don't base my decisions, my health decisions, on faith, confidence, and belief in the medical system, I'll tell you that, which most people do. I base it on experience as a doctor and the data that I try to stay on top of, and it's not easy because it's voluminous. It is voluminous, and it's huge, and it's large, and it's overwhelming sometimes. All right, next hour we're going to lighten it up a little bit. Did you know large noses are related to bigger hoses? It's true. We're going to be talking about what the Japanese researchers figured it out. When we come back, I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.